It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that makes the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
How's Marissa this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Did you get that alarm clock thing figured out this early in the day?
It was rough. I really wanted to hit snooze about 10 times, but I managed to override that urge.
You know, if you want to hit snooze a bunch of times, there's an easy way to do that. You set your alarm clock about a half an hour earlier.
No, in my head, it seems like I get more sleep, even though that's not logical.
I know. Sometimes it's just easier. I run the dangerous route usually with my alarm clock in the morning. I don't hit the snooze button. I turn it off. But then I usually lay there for about 10 minutes or so and once in a while doze back off. But usually it's just kind of a clearing your head, staring at the ceiling, figuring out what you're going to do for the day and all that kind of stuff. Got to get ready.
You don't have just that normal alarm clock that just wakes you up?
There's nothing normal about my life.
There's one built into me.
Yeah, that's the absolute truth.
It doesn't even know Saturdays or Sundays.
I know. My alarm is set for 5:30 in the morning, and I almost every single day, almost every day, I wake up at 5:29. Just always, every time.
You're lucky.
No, just a minute early. Yours is set a little earlier than that?
About 3.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can fix that.
You can?
Aren't you in charge? Oh, that's right. The customers are in charge.
I get more done between 5 and 7 than I do the rest of the day.
Just about the time the boss thinks he's in charge, the customers call.
That's right.
Then you're brought right back to reality again. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Well, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Well, it's still chilly outside. Now is the time to see about a new air conditioner or heat pump for the upcoming summer. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has several different models to choose from to match any needs or budgets you may have. With efficiencies from 13 to 19 SEER, Lennox and Camlin Plumbing and Heating will install a truly engineered product to give you the best, most reliable, most efficient, and most affordable air conditioner or heat pump available on the market today. Give us a call soon to get a free estimate at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. I could have stayed in bed this morning.
It kind of sounds that way.
Yeah, we were kind of joking before we went on the air here this morning for the program. I thought, gee whiz, it's too bad I can't sing. I'm pretty certain I could hit some pretty good low notes this morning. Always settles in my throat.
Kind of sounds like Bob Einhaus.
No.
Always had that lower voice.
Not quite that. Not quite like that. Yeah, I don't know. It must be an occupational thing. It always seems to settle in the throat. I don't know why, but it just does. Anyway, just have to get used to that. And then by the time you do get used to it, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember a long time ago, back in the days when I was in broadcasting school, I know one of the things that one of our instructors had told us was one of the things to be careful about broadcasting is when you're out searching for a job is to make sure when you cut your audition tapes, when you make your audition recordings to send out to these folks, make sure that you are healthy and have normal voice. Don't have a cold at the time you do that, because sometimes the cold will do just this, especially to guys. It'll lower women too, but lower the voice just a little bit, and you may not sound exactly like you do when you're healthy. You would hate to have somebody listen to an audition tape that you made thinking, wow, that sounds cool, I like that. And then they hire you, and they bring you in, and then they hear you on the air, and it's like, where'd that voice go? What are you doing to me? You just never know. Occupational hazards. Anyway, we'll just play through it this morning. This week is National Severe Weather Preparedness Week. Now, you might wonder, why in the world would this week be Severe Weather Preparedness Week? I mean, gee whiz, we're still looking at the possibility of snow. And they didn't prepare us for all that snow. Now it's time to turn our attention on the spring season, though, as we start to worry a little bit more about some of those spring storms that can be so dramatic. And you don't have to look too far south and too far off the beaten path to remember some of the storms that have happened even early in the year. You know, the first week here in March, where the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration start to take a look at severe weather preparedness time. I remember just a couple of years. In fact, it was just last year. We were talking about going to our Branson trip in June, and it was in the middle of February that Branson got hit with a big tornado that tore up part of the entertainment district there and actually altered our plans with regard to what shows we were going to see down there last year. So Yeah. Tornadoes and things can happen every single month of the year. It's not just during the spring season. However, spring and summer, of course, are the most common times that you'll see tornadoes and things like that, especially here in the upper Midwest. When you take a look at some of the statistics and things, you realize how serious those things can be. You know, we get so much advance warning on winter storms, and we've seen that recently, even though they were wrong. We got, what, 2-week notice on that one big storm they said that was going to come? It was going to drop like 20 inches and then 10 to 12 and then 6 to 12 and then almost nothing on us.
And we were closer to the almost nothing.
Yeah, we were closer to the almost nothing. But they did warn us about 2 weeks in advance. You know, you get plenty of advance warning sometimes on those. You know, while we know about storm systems and things coming with spring storms, spring and summer storms, the actual rising up of things like tornadoes and things, they're getting a little bit better in predicting some of those things, but still, you just don't know. And the time frame that you get warning is almost nil. You remember the days when, you know, the sirens would go off in your community, but sirens were only set off after a tornado has been confirmed. You know, nowadays the sirens go off when a tornado is confirmed by some of the Doppler radar equipment that they have and things. When they see the wind patterns and the swirling in the upper atmosphere showing that there could be something here, they'll set off sirens and things. So you get just a slightly more advanced warning, but still, a lot of times, it's not enough to really do a lot. I mean, you really have to be prepared ahead of time and be on your guard. Every year, people are killed and seriously injured by tornadoes and different types of severe weather. You know, and if you think it's just something to sit out on the porch and watch, you might want to think again. Because even though we get those advanced warnings, last year there were more than 450 weather-related fatalities and nearly 2,600 injuries. You know, severe weather doesn't seem to care too much who you are, where you live, or any of those types of things. You know, there are a number of reasons, though, why people wait until just before a storm hits to take care of some of the important to-do things. You know, the folks with the disaster services agencies talk about things like, you know, grocery shopping, getting some household supplies, or even sometimes making a plan for what to do when the storm hits. Folks don't spend hardly any time in advance working on those kinds of things. We talk about it, and we warn folks about it, but really, think about it for a second. What do you have in the basement? Do you have a basement? If you don't have one, most folks in this part of the country have basements, but you know, maybe you don't have one. Where do you go then? Do you have supplies in the basement? Do you have little things, you know, like the flashlights, batteries that are fresh in the flashlights, a radio to be able to listen to some of those different warnings and things that come through? You know, a lot of people wait until the very last moment and then rush to the basement and then wonder, where'd that go? Oh, that's right, the flashlight I was using out in the garage. Well, it doesn't do you any good in the garage at that point, you know. You always want to be on top of those types of things. There are things that folks can and should do well before the day of the storm, and the folks with FEMA and NOAA would like to see people much more prepared and have a plan in place. That's what Severe Weather Preparedness Week is really there for. You know, and first one is know your risk. Think through the whole process. Know your risk. The first step to becoming weather ready, understand the type of hazardous weather that can affect where you live and work, how that weather could impact you and your family as well. Every state in the United States has experienced tornadoes and severe weather, so everyone is exposed to some degree of risk. In the last several years, this region has had to deal with record flooding, awful tornadoes, and most recently record snowfall in some areas as well. So there are ways you can help protect yourself and your family by regularly monitoring weather forecasts and by visiting www.ready.gov/severe weather. That has a bunch of valuable information how to deal with those and other types of severe weather that could impact you and your family. Also, another thing that you can do is to pledge and then take action. You want to be a force of nature by taking the pledge to prepare. And when you pledge to prepare, you'll take the first step to making sure that you and your family are prepared for severe weather. Now, that includes filling out your family communication plan. And you can email that to yourself after you go to ready.gov, fill out that information, and you get your preparedness plan, and you email it to yourself. Now, that includes putting together an emergency kit and keeping important papers and valuables in a safe place and then getting involved as well. You know, there's so many things that people forget about when storms hit like that. There are certain types of paperwork and things like that. Perhaps your insurance paperwork would be a good thing to keep someplace where it at least could be found if something happened. you know, different things that you may not think about, like a plan after it happens. What if something like that happens, a tornado, severe weather hits? You're at home, but your children are not. Then what do you do? Where are they? Are they going to be safe? Do you have a set meeting point, for, perhaps, after the storm where you get together, you check in? You know, folks get a sense, a false sense of security these days because they have this little thing in their pocket called a cell phone. Cell phones tend not to work too much after tornadoes, depending upon the type of disaster, and for a few reasons. Number one, because it could damage the cell phone towers and the communications. Tower goes down, you're not going, it's not going to get you anywhere. But also, everybody's crushing that tower. Everybody is using it. You ever tried to call any place? Even back in the day, well, back in the days of wired service. We still have wired service, but you know, there have been times where there have been different disasters that have happened, and I know sitting in the newsroom, I've tried to call different places. You forget it. You can't get through. I mean, the lines are crushed. The towers are crushed. There's just too many people trying to get through. So then what do? You know, you need to have some sort of a plan put together, and don't just depend on the things that you depend on every day, because in emergencies, sometimes those things aren't going to work real well. You want to get yourself connected. You know, get a weather radio, get a regular radio so you can listen in. Check to see if your cell phone is equipped to receive wireless emergency alerts, and sign up for the localized alerts emergency management officials will send out. And you want to make sure you stay informed by having multiple sources there too. Another thing you can do is be an example. Once you've taken action, make sure you share your story with family and friends. That's like putting together a living will, and then don't ever tell anybody you have one. I guess you really don't if nobody knows about those types of things. It's the same with putting together your plan for severe weather and things like that. You know, even today, some folks will create a YouTube video. Put your story on Facebook. Why not? They tell everything else on Facebook. I know exactly when somebody has a Diet Coke these days. But you can send out a tweet. You do all the, you know, electronically connected that way. You know, building a Twitter list with local, state, or federal agencies and organizations that could provide valuable information when an emergency occurs is also a good activity to do before a crisis. And then you also want to share that list with family, friends, and neighbors. Studies show that many people use social media in the event of a disaster to let relatives and friends know that they're safe. So it's an important trend. People are most likely to take preparedness steps if they see that others are taking the proper precautions as well. And those social media sites provide the perfect platform to help to demonstrate preparedness for others as well. It may not work so well after a storm hits, depending upon how technology was damaged.
I was going to say, if your cell phone don't work, how are you going to use that smartphone?
Well, but at least you're kind of sharing that stuff up front. If other people see that you're taking the needed steps ahead of time to plan and prepare, maybe they will too. I don't know. We'll see. But do those kinds of things, too. It always, preparation is never a bad thing. Too many folks go into it unprepared. I mean, how many times have we seen that happen with flooding, for example, where folks think that, you know, they don't really pay much attention to their insurance until they need it. And then we have a flood, and they realize they needed insurance, and they pull out their homeowner's policy and realize that that doesn't cover floods. And I didn't buy flood insurance, so now what do? You know, you need to understand all those kinds of things and be prepared ahead of time for all of those types of situations that might come up, because as we know, if you're more than 6 months old, if you have any memory whatsoever, you can remember specific incidents around wherever it is that you live of disasters that have happened. We don't have to go too far back in the memory bank to find those kinds of things. So we don't want to have to live through some of those awful circumstances. And just because we didn't get hit terribly hard specifically in our little corner of the world doesn't mean that we might not the next time. So be prepared, do your homework, and make sure you're ready for that test when it happens. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like you to, I guess, be prepared at home, too. Assess everything that's going on. And if you need some assistance, call Camblin Plumbing and Heating, right?
You betcha. Kohler has promised and delivered on the best fixtures for the bathroom or kitchen for many years. The entire plumbing industry uses Kohler pallets for their guideline in matching color stories for your benefit. Other manufacturers have tried to match Kohler's quality and diversity, but no one manufacturer has been able to come close to their perfection. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Kohler for over 15 years now, and we know that they're the best and most reasonably priced in the industry. Camblin Plumbing and Heating also discounts their entire lineup every day, and we are usually only a couple days away from your personal selection arriving for installation. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or at 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes from good old unknown again. The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brett. You know, we talk so much, too, about at home, preparedness at home. Preparedness at the office, too. Think about those kinds of things, too. What are you going to do in emergencies there as well? Never really know. Brett, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.